Father, thank you in Jesus' name for your truth. Thank you that it's going to be all by your Spirit. And Lord, we ask that it be only and nothing but the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, that the love of Christ would be made known to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles, let's turn to Proverbs 16 this morning. And I believe that this is something that is ready to impact each one of our lives this morning. No matter what we know in the Lord, praise God, there's still more to walk in. Praise His name. In the third verse it says, commit thy works unto the Lord. Did you hear that? Commit thy works unto the Lord. That means entrust them. You deposit them. Anything of our lives we put into the Lord. We believe that He's called us into these things. I was thanking God hearing Brother Ty speaking of the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. God giving us these wonderful workings of our lives. And as He gives these to us, we entrust them. We commit them. How many times have we heard in this place over the years, have confidence in the Lord. Put your confidence in the Lord. And this is putting every work and entrusting. It's that endearment. It's that trust, truly. I mean, we're getting to bridal planes here, aren't we? Between a husband and wife. I just entrust everything to you. And thy thoughts shall be established. They'll be built, erected. A masterpiece is what this means. Can you imagine? He will build you up in the word of His grace. All I could think of is, Lord, as I am encouraged and I'll entrust you with everything in my life, I have no doubt you'll make me a pillar in the house of the Lord. And if those that might know, that is the ones that are spoken of there in the church of Philadelphia, pillars in the house of the Lord. But you have a great encouragement here, brothers and sisters. But I have to tell you what a chastening this verse has been so many times to my life. I get the cart before the horse every single time. I forget to commit my way and my work unto Him. And I just begin asking the Lord to give me His thoughts and His mind. When so simply His thoughts and His mind has already been given. In Philippians 2:5, He tells us, assuredly, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. So in that encouragement, in that promise, brothers and sisters, His mind is all there. Think of the mind of Christ. Would you not say that it's complete understanding, it's complete knowing, there's no wavering, there's no double-mindedness, there's no uncertainty, there's no confusion. It is complete understanding and wisdom every time. And all He says is, let it be. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. You know, it's just like if we were going to, you know, let's go to lunch. Now let's go have a visit. Amen? And what's required? Just to enter into it. Amen? And this is exactly what it is. Let my mind be in you. Let it reign. Praise God. It has already been given. It's all there. Let it reign. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. This is so beautiful. It tells us about the thoughts of God. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I read that and I say, oh Lord, how desperately do I need your thought? How absolutely needful I am of your very mind. It is so evident that the way that I should take, you know what? I don't have a clue. The way that you should take, you do not have a clue in yourself. Brothers and sisters, my plans and your plans are not only insufficient for our lives, but my plans and your plans, if we go after those plans, are detrimental for anything that you will ever do in your life. when I let them direct me. And that's just what the Lord is getting at here. He says, my mind and my thoughts, honey, are right there. They're there for everything. The Word of God, His precious mind, is always there for the answer for us to simply commit our works unto God, commit our lives unto Him. Now, let's be mindful of this. This is every work. This is every bit of our life. This is every task. This is every doing. This is every activity. This is every and any position you'll ever be in life. And I'm not just speaking of a position in work. I'm talking about a position in family. I hear about these young couples ready to have babies. I laugh and I think, especially for every parent here, did you remember what you thought when you held your baby the first time after it was just incredible and amazing and all of those things? It's, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? I don't have a clue. No matter how much parenting I read or was encouraged about, it's like, game on, son, here you go, boom. And you realize in such a precious and a blessed way, you don't have a clue. But God's able. And he said, let my mind be in you. And as he said, I'm your all sufficiency in all things to superabound in every and to every good work. And what a comfort the Lord is. But see, brothers and sisters, again, this is committing everything to God in our workplace as well. And yes, even in every relationship. Why would I withhold any work of my life from Him when He's assured me in the Word of God, I cannot make a right decision without Him? I mean, to really come to terms with that this morning. Because we're all there. We're all there in one way, shape, or form, and we'll be there time and time again. But the Word of God assures you, if you go in your own mind, you are making the wrong decision. And you go in your own strength and your own effort and your own plans, no matter how valiant you think those are, no matter how good you think the cause is, no matter how the intent of your heart may be, if you're going in yourself, it's going to lead to a destructive path. And it always does. And every life here that would be honest will testify, I know that. Amen? Amen, you do. Now, why is this hard for us when we know that our life is His? He tells us that His ways are far beyond my ways. He tells us even that man's wisdom is foolishness to God. Why would I want something so far inferior to ever making a decision, so far less in intelligence in making a decision when a perfect outcome is waiting for me every time by choosing the mind of Christ? Amen? Amen. Oh, I just say little sheep. Isn't that funny? And I tell you, I fish with them, you know. I tell you, when I go up and I go fishing, and there they all come around, you know, and they come on down there, and you watch them, and it's amazing. You know, the grass is right there and ready for them to eat, and one of them sheep got to have their head in a thicket over here, and it's bare ground, and they're fussing. And I think, well, the grass is right there, you know, and it's just like us. The answer is right there. Why are you looking over here? God does it every time, doesn't He? And He shows us so faithfully that no matter, again, how long we've walked with Him, there's still more growing up to go if I'm standing and breathing, praise His name. Brothers and sisters, I think it's sometimes that we're so consumed with asking God questions and wanting God to always give us an answer, when He has already answered so loud and clear every time, honey, it's by faith. It's by faith. But see, that's an answer we don't want to hear. It's an answer we don't want to wait for. Because we're a creature of immediate need, aren't we? You know, just watch TV for a while and it'll teach you how immediate your need is. You know, I always kind of laugh. You know, it used to be you would have to exercise for this long. Shoot, they got exercise tape 5 minutes a day, man. We'll get you looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you know, there's still people buying that stuff, I'll tell you, but, you know, whatever. But brothers and sisters, we have the answer, and the answer is faith. And the Lord's telling you right now this morning, and he always tells you the same thing, honey, commit it to me. Commit it to me. Have confidence in me. Quit trying to see the path in your own mind. Quit trying to see how this thing is going to wind. And it's amazing how those that are around us know us so well, and we have these conversations about how we think things are going to turn out. And here's God saying, oh, honey, I have but one path. And it's always straight. It doesn't wind around. And praise be to God, your feet will be straight in it. I love him as he encourages me in this. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, we live one life, and that's a faith life. Faith, praise God, as the Word of God tells us, like a child. Faith that's very precious. And as the Lord was bringing my heart to this, I remember very well, there were many things on my heart growing up that the Lord encouraged me to pursue. Many dreams. And I thank God. I love, in a way, to be a dreamer. I think that's a good thing, as God would have your dreams. But desires. And I remember very clearly that I would ask my dad about the desire, about what the work would be. And you know what my dad would do? He would give me his wisdom. He would give me his thoughts. He would tell me the things of how to pursue it and the course to take to succeed in the journey. And I thank God I understood my dad gave it. My dad gave it. And that's exactly what we have here. Our Father has given it. Our Father's given us every answer. Every answer for everything we'll ever face in our life. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He says in the Word of God, honey, I have already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I have fully equipped you, you little Lord of all. What do you think? You don't lack a thing. You don't lack a thing in Christ. See, I would rob you if I was going to itch your ear today and say, you don't lack a thing in yourself. That, oh my goodness, you just got to be a better self. I'm here to tell you, you better get rid of self. Yeah. Because that's what's holding you back. That's the weight, praise the Lord, that is so sweetly and so simple, that's a weight to your life that you're not soaring. Is you're allowing self, whether it's your own deceiving self-confidence, and that can be that way. It could be your self-reliance. We could go on and on with self, all the complexes of self, because self is one giant complex. But thanks be to God that we have one life that lives in us. And it's just that life of Christ, praise God, that, again, is ready there for everything. I thank the Lord as I would give my dad all of this wonderful work that God had put in my heart. Hallelujah. Our Father, he says, it's the faith to just give me the work. And I'll perfectly direct your feet. I'll not let them slip. And I'll enlarge your steps in the way. Now, I believe that each and every one of us are in a situation maybe right now. And I guess this is where it kind of goes. And we'll wrap up with this. Is a fiery trial that you're facing right now. And I'm so thankful that I'm glorying in God in the fiery trial that I'm in right now. And I'm thanking the Lord that it's the one that's right now. And I'm thanking God that there's never been a time in my life that I need my steps enlarged. Lord, praise be to God, I need to know. And he reminds me, son, just commit the work to me. Now, let's read that verse where we started from once more again. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. How many times he's told me as of late again, honey, quit asking for the answers. Quit questioning. Trust me. Rest. Commit your work to me. Quit devising in your own mind. Maybe you don't have that problem, but I'm telling you, I sure do. You get me in a trial, and in no time, I'm going to begin to think of how I'm going to work my way out of it. My goodness, you give me your trial, and I'll just sit there with you, and we'll work together to try to figure out how we're going to work our way out of this. Huh? Oh, wicked man that I am. But see, God's not going to let that happen because, you know what? Devising my own path is going to be a destruction. And I thank the Lord that truly it's in these times of trial where we can't do anything of ourselves. It's a wonderland. It really is a wonderland. And I thank the Lord for the encouragement of the scriptures. You know, you get into those trials and you're thinking, oh, Lord, this one's just too much. But it's like, honey, this is the greatest glory you've ever seen because it's the glory for you right now. And I'm telling you about this wonderland. The thing that's been so beautiful is just continuing to fight the good fight of faith to shut this mind off. That's the beauty of a trial. If we can shut this mind off in a trial, it's amazing how beautiful it is. Think again of those three Hebrew children in that fiery furnace. What would have happened if they would have thought, how are we going to get out of here? Wouldn't that have really missed the glory of it? Oh, guys, wait a second. Jesus, give us a second. We're going to devise here how we're going to get out. Huh? No, I know we're okay, but we're going to think through this. But see, that's how it is. Think, I mean, seriously, by the grace of God, as silly as that is, if the Lord could captivate and capture our thoughts as we're in this trial right now, how silly they would have been. To sit there and some, let me ask you something. Is it any different in your trial and my trial right now that Jesus is right there and it's all, he's got it all? Am I not truly, figuratively, whatever you want to say, speaking? I am in that furnace, in the furnace of this trial. And I'll tell you, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not treating me any different than he treated those Hebrew children. And here we are. And here we are. And the beautiful thing about those three Hebrew children is there was nothing but perfect peace. And you could say, well, Lord, let me just have you appear. He has appeared. He's appeared an even greater, sweeter, a better thing promised to us. I always remember going down to Brother Scott's class and listening to that Hebrew study. And oh, how it just struck me. Such a great cloud of witness. I mean, our witness to us is so thick, it's a cloud. I'm telling you, and clouds are mighty thick. Is it really any different? Think of how, again, how silly that would be. And that's really what we're telling Jesus when we start to take something back. Wait a second, Jesus, I got to think about this. And you just see him sitting there. I want him to have a surprised look, but he couldn't. I do have some intimate times with the Lord. I think he does enjoy it. I know he does. But I'm so thankful for my friend Jesus. Very God of very God. Isn't that wonderful? As he told those disciples. And see, that's the greatest example to me. If those bumblers were called friends, this bumbler gets to be a friend too. Huh? Isn't that wonderful? I don't call you servants. I call you friends. Get on in here and quit muttering around out there, huh? But this is really what it is. It's a wonderland, brothers and sisters. And I thank God because I'm testifying of it too. See, even in that wonderland where I'm fighting by the grace of God, the good fight of faith. And that's what I prayed before the Lord the other day. And I told a couple brothers this. I said, you know, Lord, I pray to you, quit allowing me to struggle to believe you. I did. I just really got on my knees and said, Lord, I'm tired of struggling, believing you. But then he did remind me, now, honey, that's very precious to me. As a matter of fact, more precious than gold. I want you to fight the good fight of faith. It's not going to be easy. Even though sometimes it appears easy, as we look at certain saints, they will tell you, if they're honest, yes, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. But let me tell you something, it's a fight. And let me tell you something, every furnace is a battle. And you're going to be good soldiers that endure hardness. Those are wounds. You watch those ones that have come out of there and fight and battles and stuff. They don't look like when they got in there. They're torn, they're tattered and all of that. But praise God, as they come out, they're going to be rewarded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But see, that's what's so precious about my Lord, is that every time, even in this trial, I've began to use my mind, he so faithfully makes that a dead end. He says, oh, honey, it's not going to work out that way. Wait a second, Lord, I got to go back and think about it. You know what it is? It's kind of like that, you know? You just sit there, okay, I'll wait. Done? Nope. Okay, I'll wait. You know? Every time I contemplate even a step in his great love to me, so faithfully he performs the good work which he's begun. So faithfully, as I try to make a step in myself, I can't even make one step. I've been thankful for this precious trial because, you know, in a lot of ways, it hasn't even afforded me to make a step. But yet, as God begins to turn the battle, what do we want to do? We want to get ahead of the Lord. Oh, Lord, you're working this out. Okay, now I'm going to take it from here. Oh, it's just like, oh my goodness. You know, we're doing so well. Private, get back here. You know, it's kind of. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the reason is because, you know, I can see better than the Lord. You know, when we start to get through this thing, oh Lord, I see the outcome here. If you just let me do these last few things, we can wrap this up and it's all done. And that often becomes phase 3 of the furnace and phase 4 of the furnace and phase 5. And I didn't catch him by surprise when I told him that. He knew that was coming. But see, God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith he loves us, there's no way I'm going to make a move in myself. And then I'm back to saying, Lord, really. And I appreciate it. You know, we've heard, help my unbelief. I just have come to say, Lord, help me to quit struggling to believe you. Help me to get the visual of the Word of God that I really am in there in the furnace with you. And just as those Hebrew children, and I think it's so perfect, it really spoke to me. Why would they have ever huddled up to devise of their own selves of how they were going to get through the furnace when he's there? Why would I ever want to take somehow the trial that I'm in here, when he's there in it with me? He tells me the way of the escape has already been made. Already been made. And all he wants me to do is to wait. Just wait. And then who am I waiting with? Jesus. And it's the most beautiful and precious fellowship there is, because I'm with him. I'm just right there with him. It's so intimate, isn't it? Do you see him right there in your trial right now? Do you see why I don't need to think with this anymore? Lord, I don't even need an answer, because I've committed the work to you. I think that's enough. Can you commit the work to him? Every one of us have one here today. Maybe a couple. You have kids, spouse, job, family. Maybe you don't have any of that. Well, that's the work right there, isn't it? You. You ready to quit trying to figure it out? You ready to just lay it on the altar? In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you and appreciate you so much, Lord. The simplicity to just give it to you. And Lord, these are the weights that, again, that you have so faithfully allowed to be in our life to prove your grace and to prove the faithfulness of Christ in us, the hope of glory, to just give this to you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we do pray. Lord, you have to strengthen us. God, help us to cease from our own works and enter into the rest of God. Lord, we thank you and praise you. And as we go through each and every one of these things, as we are, again, being chastened right now in this sermon with everything that faces us, may we be encouraged of you that you love us and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And what we can do is give it to you. And I can wait, Jesus. I can wait because you're faithful. I can wait on you, God, because your word encourages me and abounds in me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, you give me the most holy faith to believe you, that you will perform the good work which you've begun, that you'll never leave me nor forsake me, that you will perfect that which concerns each and every one of us. Lord, give us that great faith, the beautiful faith as a child, that my Father has it all. My Father is on the throne. I come boldly to that throne of grace in my time of need to get my help, to find mercy, to get my grace, hallelujah, and help for everything I'll ever face. And I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.